This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday offered his condolences to those affected by the earthquake that struck Morocco.
I want to express my sadness by the loss of life and devastation caused by the earthquake in Morocco. Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Morocco and my friend King Mohammed VI, I should say, and my administration, including Secretary of State Blinken, who's here with me today, is working with Moroccan officials.
More than 2,100 people are confirmed dead, with the number expected to rise. Sudanese activists and a medical group say at least 43 people have been killed in a drone attack on an open market south of the capital, Khartoum. They say more than 55 others were wounded in the attack Sunday and were transferred to a hospital. The attack comes as the military and a powerful rival paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, have been battling for control of the country since mid-April. U.S. President Joe Biden says he held his highest-level direct talks in months with China during the recent summit of the 20 world's largest economies in New Delhi, India. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching has more.
At a news conference in Hanoi, Biden said Chinese President Xi Jinping's absence from the G20 talks may be a result of China's domestic economic crisis.
He has his hands full right now. He has overwhelming unemployment with his youth.
The U.S. leader said Washington does not want to contain China. Biden also said he doubts China's economic crisis would lead to an invasion of Taiwan. Nike Chin, VOA News, Seoul.
This is VOA News. The G20 summit ended Sunday in New Delhi after the group adopted a leaders' declaration that avoided condemning Russia but highlighted the human suffering the conflict in Ukraine had caused, calling on all states not to use force to grab territory. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
The summit's document had called for the safe flow of grain, food and fertilizer from both Ukraine and Russia. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Ankara, Moscow and Kiev would continue to discuss renewing a grain deal that ended when Russia pulled out earlier in the summer. The summit also admitted the African Union, which includes 55 member states, as a permanent member of the G20. Underlining the bloc's inclusivity of more developing countries.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Greek rescue teams recovered the bodies of four more people in central Greece on Sunday, raising the death toll to 15 from the country's most intense rainstorm since records began in 1930. Storm Daniel pummeled Greece for 3 days from Tuesday at the end of the hottest summer ever recorded, leaving a fresh trail of ruin after deadly wildfires. Afghanistan is now the world's fastest-growing maker of methamphetamine. That's according to a report published Sunday from the United Nations Office for Drugs and Crime. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Afghanistan is a major opium producer and heroin source, even though the Taliban announced a crackdown on poppy crops after their takeover in 2021. The report says meth seizures in Afghanistan have shot up, suggesting increased production. A spokesperson for Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said that there's a 4-year plan to end all narcotic activity, including meth, but that could be difficult, as meth in Afghanistan is mostly made from legally available substances or extracted from a plant which grows in the wild. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Suspended Spanish Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales has resigned from his post after a kiss scandal which tarnished Spain's victory at the Women's World Cup. Rubiales announced his resignation Sunday in a message posted on X, formerly known as Twitter. Rubiales kissed star player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent during the award ceremony after Spain won the title on August 20th in Sydney. Prosecutors presented their case for potential criminal charges against Rubiales to Spain's national court in Madrid 2 days after Hermoso formally accused him of sexual assault. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.